A batter that has two home runs over the last three games is hardly considered on a hot streak, but given that Tigers catcher Eric Haas has only five home runs this season, he should be considered hotter than the sun. Haas's two-run home run in the top of the sixth inning broke a 1-1 tie and helped the Tigers earn the split of their two-game interleague series with San Francisco 3-2 yesterday. Miguel Cabrera also drove in a run for the Tigers, who are off today and will open up a three-game series at home on Friday against Kansas City. The White Sox facing the LA Angels and Shohei Ohtani on the mound. The reigning AL MVP extended his scoreless streak to 21 and two-thirds innings and struck out 11 in the Angels' 4-1 win over the White Sox. The Sox also have tonight off. They're in San Francisco starting on Friday. The Cubs' Wilson Contreras and Christopher Morel each hit a home run as the Cubs beat Cincinnati 8-3 at Wrigley Field. The rubber game of the three-game series is tonight at 8:05, with Kyle Hendricks getting the start for the Cubs. In the WNBA from Wednesday, it was Chicago over Connecticut 91-83 in a matinee game in Chicago. Candace Parker had a season-high 25 points for the Sky. She also had 11 rebounds and 7 assists. She's now the first player in WNBA history with 6,000 points, 3,000 rebounds, and 1,500 assists. Former Notre Dame player Skylar Diggins-Smith had 17 points to lead Phoenix to a 99-78 win over Indiana. It's the seventh straight win for Phoenix over Indiana. Kelsey Mitchell had a game-high 21 points in the loss for the Fever. It's rare that a number one college prospect chooses a Michigan school. It's even more rare when that school is Eastern Michigan. Former number one college recruit Imani Bates has announced that he's transferring from Memphis to his hometown school of Eastern Michigan. Bates is from Ypsilanti and has chosen to leave the Tigers for the Eagles. Bates averaged just under 10 points a game during his freshman year and started 13 of 18 games before missing 15 because of a back injury. The rebuild of the Chicago Blackhawks has taken its next step as the team has introduced Luke Richardson as the 40th head coach in franchise history. Richardson was an assistant coach in Montreal and took over the team during the 2021 Stanley Cup playoffs after head coach Dominic Ducharme tested positive for COVID-19 and helped lead the Canadiens to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1993. The Red Wings still have not officially hired the new head coach, but reports out of Detroit say that an announcement could come as early as today. Wednesday in Midwest League Baseball, it was West Michigan over Fort Wayne 14-4, Lake County over Lansing 14-10, Dayton slipped by Great Lakes 2-1 in 10 innings, and South Bend over Beloit 5-1. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, June 30th, I'm Dave Wolfe.